This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
More than 800 people have died by homicide in Chicago this year. That's more than 800 lives cut short. One of those was 31-year-old Rene Castillo. He was shot to death around 3:30 in the morning, about a half mile from his home in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood last month. His family says they have no idea who killed him or why. But they say the shooter or shooters took the life of a fun-loving, compassionate brother, son, friend, and neighborhood fixture. As part of our series, Remembering Those We Lost, WBEZ spoke to Rene's brother, Leo Castillo, and his mother, Sylvia Mantigo. A warning, this story contains language some listeners may find offensive.
We always butted heads, but we always loved each other.
They love to argue, but Rene, without Leo, forget it. Rene had to go look for Leo. Leo, the same way. They were something else. I mean, you look at them and it was, you could tell they were meant to hang around with each other. Gruesome truesomes? Yeah. Yes, they were. They were something else. Yeah. Wrestling. Didn't I get on your ass for dropping him on the floor on his back in the snow?
Yeah, like 3 times.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because me and him did backyard wrestling when we were smaller. We were like about what? I was like 13.
Mm-hmm. Renee was 11.
Like we would have people from our block, like our neighborhood, like just wrestle. And it was just fun. Like we would have like a Royal Rumble. We would have like a ladder match. We made our own little title belt out of aluminum foil and cardboard and like duct tape. But my mom always hated it because she was like, you guys always come in hurt. We were troublemakers. We started egging people on our block. Like, we told our mom to go buy a 24-pack of eggs. And it was the day before Halloween, like Devil's Night. So she bought it. She didn't know what we were going to do with it. We just said it was for a friend. She went inside, and me and my brother stood outside, and she was calling us and trying to find us, but we hid. And it's like 10 o'clock at night, and we would just egg any car that passed by the block.
And run away?
Yeah, and then the last time we did it, we hit a cop car. It was my brother. And I was like, no! And he just straight up threw it. And they got out. And they started trying to chase my brother. But he was fast enough to get away. But he ran towards the house. And he ran into the gangway. And then I saw the cops coming. So me and him, we locked the door and put the 2x4 on the door. And they're just pounding on the door. And me and him, we ran into the basement. And then my mom comes out and they're like, we're looking for the, like, you know, this little kid, whatever. And she's like, I don't know who you're talking about.
I said, man, why are you bothering two little kids? You need to go after these goddamn gangbangers.
I used to have a skateboarding program at the skate park and all that. And I gave my brother a skateboard, like my own skateboard. And he would just ride it because he wasn't really good at doing any tricks, but he would ride it. But there was one time he told me that he saw this kid at the skate park trying to do a trick and the kid broke his board. And my brother just gave him the board I gave him, just told him to keep it. And when I showed up at the skate park to skate again, like the kid told me, like, yeah, dude, your brother gave me this board. I was like, did you land the trick? He was like, no, but I'm still trying. And that day I was at the skate park, the kid actually landed the trick. And my brother was just coming to the park. And the little kid just ran up to him and gave him a big-ass hug. That's the main thing. Like, he made a lot of friends through the park. He was always there. And he would always help people out at the skate park because he got along with everybody.
He was a big old sweet teddy bear. He was. He'd get you anything if you needed it. He'd help anybody. Sometimes he would help the people that were selling elotes at the skate park. He'd help them push their stuff home.
You know, he would always help them load up their truck because this, you know, it's like the older people doing it.
He would go because he knew they were there and then go at a certain time, ask them if they needed help to get their stuff back to their house.
And he just felt like, you know, I'm going to help them. Before this even happened, before he got gunned down. I haven't talked to him for like a month and a half. And I regret that. Maybe if I talked to him a little bit more, maybe he would still be here. But he would always still do the same thing, you know, like walk around late at night.
I hate it when he used to walk the streets late at night.
It's only because he would sleep in because he had insomnia.
Yeah, he always had that problem, hard time sleeping, insomnia.
But people here knew him. They knew he wasn't a gangbanger. And I'm still confused on what happened, but I guess they just targeted him because they wanted like the little notch in their belt, or they wanted to be like, oh yeah, we killed this guy, you know, or maybe my brother has some beef that I don't know about, but still, he didn't deserve this. You lost an innocent young man. You lost an innocent soul, a kind-hearted person.
A brother, a son, a friend.
And you also lost somebody that always gave to the community, whether he needed to or not.
That was Leo Castillo and Sylvia Montego talking about their brother and son, Rene Castillo, who was shot and killed last month in Little Village.